Blog Talk Radio.
Been to my own self.
Yeah, I've been to my
you, family, friends. It is another day where we can sit at the table and just commune with each other. It is always a lovely day, or lovely morning, lovely afternoon. It doesn't matter. All it matters that we are here with each other. I just love it how we can just come before with each other instead of coming. We got issues in our heart, you know, malice, envy, jealousy, and all that kind of stuff there. But we come to the table just to do one thing, just to seek our Father, regardless if it's in a form of prayer, it's in the form of teaching, it's in the form of giving scriptures, giving nuggets, or whatever form it may be. I just thank God that we can have something inspiring, inspiration, just keep us lifted up throughout the day. I know Sunday, it just put a fuel in your tank and it just do something to you, do something good. But I learned, you know what, I just need something to keep going every day. This is something that I just can't do once a week or twice out of a week. It's just something that just got to make a lifestyle. And I'm telling you, and I thank God for each and every one of you that you're taking the time to make a lifestyle out of seeking God, spending time with God. And I'm telling you, that's how you get into your divine alignment. That's how you get into your alignment with God. You constantly making this a lifestyle. My God Almighty, I'm talking about, it was a story. It's a story in the Bible, a short story, where it's talking about Enoch. How Enoch used to, how the Bible described how he walked with God, talked with God. He was so much in alignment with God till the Bible says he got caught up and he left. I'm not saying we're going to get do that. My God Almighty, I don't want you to have a fear. But that's the thing about it. We just need to be walking and talking and just to seek with God and just being that form of alignment. Listen, saints of God, I just want to send shout outs. We send shout outs as a love and as a family to our family over there in the international waters. We send a shout out over there to Norway. We love you, Norway. Amen. Amen. And we love you over there in France and Australia. We love you as well. My God, the United Kingdom, we love you as well. So we just thank God for our international brothers and sisters and our family. My God, just believing God in us and making us a social media family, social media church family. Amen. So we think that we take the hats off to you. We do not take that lightly for different things that God is expanding and touching the hearts of the people. Here, right here in our local hometown, we just take the hat off to our brothers and sisters in Texas instead of praying for you, Texas. Amen. Our brothers and sisters in Florida, listen, people in Florida. Amen. Y'all just go ahead and get your stuff prepared, get it ready. I know many of us will get to the church language in a minute. Listen, Pastor got to keep it real. I'm just a realist. I just got to keep it real, my God Almighty, because once you get into a place with God, you walk with God. God is a God of reality. He's not a God just, the Bible call it vain imagination. You just go and float off everywhere. You just get all deep and all by yourself. Baby, you about to start dealing with reality. Amen. God is a God of reality. Let's stop rebuking meteorologies. Let's stop rebuking they a liar and all this kind of stuff. Here, listen, I thank God that God giving the people enough sense and giving them enough wisdom and enough knowledge to my God Almighty, to detect and learn different things that happen into this world. You got to understand, saints of God, this is not our home. We are visitors in this world. Everyone that is listening on the sound of my voice, and regardless if you're listening or not listening, everybody that you see, every person that you see, regardless of how young they are and how old they are, eventually we have an expiration date that we all someday we're going to be up out of here. We are not promised this earth to eternity. Y'all hear me? We are promised the kingdom, two kingdoms we are promised for eternity. That's heaven, that's hell. My God, that's why the Bible say, choose this day whom you are going to serve. Amen. So I just thank God for he allowing people and giving the people enough wisdom, enough knowledge, and lead them to where they can be educated to make predictions and different things to lower the risk of something to happen or something, or you leaving out of here before your expiration date. Amen. You're leaving out here too early. I know many folks say, well, you know, God called them on home. God called them on home. Baby, listen, if you ain't using wisdom, you ain't using knowledge, you ain't taking heed to different things, you could get out of here pretty early. Amen. But nevertheless, we just thank God for our families and friends in Tennessee, California, South Carolina. Amen. Minnesota, we definitely and thank you, God, for you. California, Los Angeles, Nevada, we thank God for you. Pennsylvania, we also thank God for you as well. And right here in our local back doors, my God Almighty, Georgia, we thank God for you as well. And Alabama, we have not forgot about you as well. Saints of God, I just thank God for you and each and every one of you and what God is doing. Listen, I just want God to continue to do what he has to do and what he's doing in life. I need everyone going to be on a day of prayer. Mother Jackson, mother and different one, please go ahead and press one on your phone. Amen. We need to see you. Amen. And I just thank God for what he is doing. Amen. Listen, saints of God, our very own brother Joe going to bring some words of inspiration. Before that, we're going to have Mother Jackson. She's going to get ready to bring forth a prayer. But once she do that and brother Joe give us a little nuggets of inspiration, I want to talk to you a second about fasting and prayer. Amen. Our ministry, ADM, we've been in fasting and prayer since the 1st of September. We're going to be, you know, it's a lifestyle that we're going to begin to learn and begin to deep into, to listen. It was just a question asked to me and raised, and, you know, and it is a very appropriate question, a very appropriate thing, because so many of us, we fast and we pray. We don't even know what fasting is. Only thing we know what fasting is the metaphor that individuals that give. You are killing the flesh. You are putting the flesh on the suggestion. How we are killing the flesh. How we are putting the flesh on the suggestion. See, these different things, I know individuals just get confused and we get lost and we try to figure out, what are you talking about? But yet we know it's something that's good, so we'll just go ahead on with it and just keep going on with it and really don't even have the understanding, really knowledge of what we are doing spiritually when we do come to the table in fasting, also with prayer. Amen? I just want to talk to you a little bit about that so we can get some more understanding and some more depth of what you're doing, because I'm a firm believer when you got understanding of what you are doing in the spirit, you can be effective and you can be a power. It's just the peace when we don't have the understanding where the enemy just trample all over us. Amen. So let's get a little bit of understanding so we can continue to be effective. Amen. Mother Jackson, God bless you. You can go. And we thank God for you. And we're waiting on this powerful prayer that I know that the Lord is doing within you. God bless you. God bless you.
Well, first of all, I come. God, the honor, who's the head of mine? The pastor, the temple, first lady's temple, and everyone at the ADM members this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, come to your humbleness, we know how, God. Just thanking you, God. Thanking you, God. Just allowing us to see another day, a brand new day that we'll never see before, God. We thank you, Lord, for a lot of things you do, God. We know that we're not worthy of it, God, but we just say thank you, God. We thank you for long-suffering, God. Oh, God, for putting up with us, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, when everyone else gave up on us. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you seen that it was some good in us, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for saving us, God, for filling us with your Holy Spirit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. This morning, God, we lift up every leader that it is, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, God, continue to shield and protect them in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you continue to let them cry out like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you this morning, God. We thank you for ordering our footsteps in your word, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for these days of fasting and praying in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, for continuing to turn in the fire of God. We thank you, God, for letting us continue to push like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We thank you, God, for creating in us a clean heart, renewing the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, today, God, that we can repent, God, for the mission of our sins, God, the things that we know of and the things that we don't know of, God. Oh, God, we thank you for letting us continue, Lord, to lay before you, God, some communication with you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lift our family members up to you today, God. Continue to draw them near to you. Save, deliver, and set free, God. Shield them and protect them, God. Let us be a good example to them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, God. Let us walk as you walk, God. Let us talk as you talk, God. Let us love as you walk in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us forgive the one that's mistreated us, God, betrayed us, God, whispering about us, God. Let us continue to forgive them and to love them in spite of our all. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we lift up our husbands, God, today, God. We pray, God, that you draw them closer to you, God. Hadoroboshi, God. And let them continue to cry out to you, God. Let them be means that pray, God, to walk through their house. Hadoroboshi, call on the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. We thank you for bringing our children home safely in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to shield them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you just breathe on them, God, like never before, God. We realize that we need you, God, like never before, God. Let us continue to pull on you, God. The more of you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as this flood stack, God, daily, God. Oh, let us put more of you on like never before, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning to have your way, your divine way, God. Not our will, Lord, but let your perfect will be done in us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, when we begin to open our mouth like a trumpet, God, oh, God, you just have control of our mouthpiece, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up the sick and shady in everywhere, God. We pray, God, that you continue to heal their bodies, God. Whatever situation they're in, God, well, we pray, God, all is well in the elbow shape. All is well with them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Put your loving arms around them, God, and rock, and just let them know that you love them. If nobody else don't love them, it's all right. Have you love like never before, God. Let somebody know, God, that you can be a mother for them, a father for them, a sister, brother, whatever you need God to be for you. He'll be just that in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for the food that you have supplied for us in the name of Jesus. God, let us know it's not us, but it's all you in the name of Jesus, God. So let us cry out and encourage one another. Another, like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for mercy, God. We thank you for your grace, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for walking around in our neighborhoods, God. Oh, shielding and protecting us, God. When we even go out our door, God, it's not a guarantee that we'll come back in. Oh, God, but we thank you for your safety this morning. In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. And let us know, God. You let us know, God. Oh, it's all right to have material things, God. Oh, God, but we'd rather have you than all these other things, God. Because if we get you, we get it all in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, this morning, God. We realize, God, everything is happening, God. On the left side, on the right, in the floor, in the back, God. But you let us know we kept our eyes stayed on you, God. You'll give us perfect peace, God. You let us know that these things gonna come to a time. Oh, don't be dismayed, because I already told you. Oh, but God, we thank you today, God, for your knowledge, for your wisdom, God, that you're pouring into us, God. We thank you for your guidance, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, continue to guide us, to lead us in the way that we need to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for separating us from people, from things, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, for saving the unsaved, God. For the robot shape, for delivering, God. For breaking every stronghold in their lives. In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord, and say, God. We give you all the praises and the glory forever. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen, amen. Brother Joe, God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor.
Morning.
All right. I'd like to, first of all, give all praises to God, our higher power. I also like to thank the pastor and the first lady, ADM Ministry, for this opportunity. I'm coming today from Psalms 121, and it goes, I will lift my eyes to the hill, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He should not allow our foot to be moved. He who keeps you are not, you will not slumber. Behold, he keeps Israel, shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade at my right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve you going out and your coming in, for this time forth and even forevermore. This is saying that all your help comes from God, from the hills. The hills are in heaven, the highest point in heaven. And it also says that he has created heaven and earth. So therefore, you know your Lord is mighty. He controls everything. You cannot do anything without going to God first. If you do, it's not of God. And if it's not of God, it's not good in heaven. And it also says that he'll watch your coming, your going out, and your coming in. All movements that you make in your life, you should first put God in front, because nothing can be done without God. He's your higher power. He's your creator. He's the one that leads you through the tough roads that we are all going through these days, physically, mentally, financially. God is there. He's your preserver. He's kept you all this long. He'll continue to keep you more. Thank you very much.
Wow, Brother Joe, you just dropped that and hit the door, huh? Amen. Amen. I guess so. I guess you call that drop the mic. Amen. But good job, Brother Joe. Good job. Absolutely. Absolutely. He is our protector. He is there. He is everything. Amen. Absolutely. Amen. Very good scripture. Very well said. Very well said. Let's thank God for you. Amen. 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 Saints of God. And I just want to add to it and just bring, before we can begin to come closer with the Lord in different things in what we do, like fasting and praying, like fasting and praying. We hear this saying that what you're doing, you're killing the flesh, or you bringing the flesh up on a suggestion and different things like that. Now, once we say flesh, you know, what we begin to think about and what we begin to really identify what flesh is, we'll start thinking about, you know, this meat or this tissue that is really that connect this that is really on the bone, you know, this go beyond the skin, you know, go beyond the skin and dealing with that part of the flesh. You know, that's the piece that we basically just your mindset jump right into. Amen. And you know, I know some just don't want to be in that place, like, you know what they mean about killing it, all this kind of stuff here and killing the flesh. You know, once again, metaphors, and we just really going to get, I really want to get into expound on it and what it is. Let me show you, first of all, what we are doing, especially when you're fasting. First of all, let's pray. Let's take prayer. If you haven't seen an artery that has plaque in it, imagine the artery is your spirit. The artery is your spirit. The plaque represent the different things that are accumulated in your spirit. It's dealing with the pollution. It's dealing with the stuff that is your weakness. It's dealing with your weakness. Different things that is unpleasing to God. It's just dealing with all filthiness. The artery is just there. The plaque is there to do one thing in the artery. Is to do what? Build up and clog the artery. And once it builds up and clogs the artery, that's how most, and that's how people go through heart attacks and having triple bypass and different heart attacks and different heart issues. Why? Because the heart is doing its job, but the blood cannot do its job and get to the place where it can begin to flow. Who is the blood? You know, God is the heart. The Holy Spirit and the Spirit of the Lord, they are the blood. They move through the body. They constantly moving through the body. Amen. So the plaque is the filthiness and the artery is the spirit. So how we got to get the plaque out of our spirit, out of our life? Number one, we're going to prayer. Okay, so what prayer does to the plaque? The prayer does to the plaque, it begins to break it up. It begins to break it up. So it's coming in now like a sludge hammer, just breaking up, breaking up, breaking up, breaking up. Amen. So different things that we go through life, we begin to pray. That's why we have a lot of issues and we need a breakthrough. When we say we need a breakthrough, we go into prayer. We go into worship because it begins to break up different things that has been hindrance of, or break up the different things that just had us into a place to where it's just like, you know, that could be it. That could be an issue. That could be some type of information, bad news that comes that came on your desk, or it could just be tired of sick, being just being tired, going through different things, and you're not into that place of where you could freely worship God, or you're in that place where you freely have that peace. You're just in a place of frustration, and you're in a place of worry. You're just there in that place. So now you need a breakthrough. What prayer does, what worship does, it breaks it up. It breaks up all that plaque. It breaks up different things for you to see a better light. See, the problem is we should have the prayer. We got the prayer. And a lot of you have the prayer. So now you're dealing with plaque and you're broke up. So imagine in this tube or in this artery, you got a whole bunch of small pieces right there, just standing there, just sitting there, whole bunch of small pieces. So now the blood flow is able to get through. That's able to get through, but it got to go through so many. Twists and turnings to flow through. It got to go so many twists and turnings. Why? Because all them little small pieces that you just broke up in prayer is there. Now you got a temporary release. What is the temporary release? The pieces are still there, and blood flow begin to get begin to go. So now you can begin to feel God a little bit more. You feel a little bit better. You take a deep breath. Now you feel a little better. You got a little smile on your face. But is it complete? No, it's not complete, because just a few minutes, or just a day or two, or an hour, or the next day, you can fall right back in now. Why? Because the plaque is still there. It's still there. It just broke up now to the point to where you can breathe. But it's still there. How do we get rid of the filth, or how we get rid of the different things? Fasting. This is where now fasting comes in at. So we have the artery. The artery representing the spirit. Now the plaque inside the artery, in order to do one thing. What is the one thing? It's there to build up and to clog the artery. That's what gossip does. That's what, see, that all that stuff add to the plaque. It add to the building up to claw the order. Gossip, unforgiveness. Y'all hear me? Envy, just submitting to your weakness. Submitting to the weakness that you have inside. You're lying. Amen? All this stuff builds up. It builds up. Listening to gossip. You might not be the person that gossip, but you're listening to filth. Amen. And if you listen to the filth, you become filth. Amen. Because it's all up in you. So it begins to build up all this stuff. Just going out the work, different things of the world begin to attach itself on you. Amen. It's just building up. So we got this plaque. Now prayer, it begins to break it up, because now you to a place, you know, you need a breakthrough. You know, that's why a lot of individuals, they come to a church for a special, a long, stressful week. They come to a church. They come there to go and worship to get their breakthrough. They come there to get, you know, just, ooh, thank you, Jesus. It was a time, all this, all I'm sure if y'all knew what I've been through. Amen. We get to that point. So prayer, begin to break it up. Worship, break it up. Being in the atmosphere, it's break it up. But have it move. It have not moved. That's why a lot of people, you could get in prayer, but you could come off the floor and begin to tell somebody off. Why? Because you are not a person that fast. because prayer broke it up, and it just began to let the blood flow, begin to let flow, and the blood is representing the Trinity, my God, to give what the main place where it needs to be to flow through. So we got to go through all these twists and turns to get around these little bit of pieces of gossip, little bit of pieces of envy, little bit of pieces of reveration, little bit of pieces of stress, little bit of pieces of you submitting to your weakness, amen, little bit of pieces of unforgiveness. So we got to go through all these little bit of pieces, twists and turnings, just to give you a breath, just to give you a release. Fasting is a flush. It flushes out all the toxins. It flushes out, my God, y'all hear me, it flushes out all the different things of your will, your strength, what you want to do, what you want to submit to. It flushes out all that negativity. So imagine you have all these pieces. Now you begin to operate in a lifestyle of fasting. Now what it does, it begins to flush out all these pieces. Now God can begin to, or your breakthrough, or what you need to hear God for, or your release, or your blessings, it can begin to flow in proper order in your life. Instead of the issues or your weakness begin to overtake you, you can begin to overtake it. You will not begin to submit to the things of not of God, but you'll begin to submit to the things that of God, because now you're into a place of strength and you're in a place of order in your life, and everything that is out of the will, it got to, my God, come up on it, going to come up under your strength and your order, because now you fleshing out different things. So if the plaque want to start, plaque of different things want to start getting back into your life, you got to open up your heart, stop fasting, my God, stop praying, all that. Once you start slacking off, and that's how, you know, some of us, we do, we start slacking off, start going backwards. Instead of going forward, we start going backwards. So instead of us overcoming our issues begin to overcome us. It happens like that all the time. Where you been? Oh, I've been sick, y'all. I just ain't come. You know, sometimes you're going to have to put your flesh and tell your flesh, I don't feel like it, but we're going to keep moving. That way you take control. The Bible speaks of how Jesus went in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. It talks about how he was hungry, and yet he was hungry, and yet and he was thirsty. He wanted to eat, he wanted to drink. And it talks about how Satan, the tempter, came and tempted him. And he was able to resist the enemy and put the enemy in his proper place. Why? Because everything that is not like the Father, everything was of this world, everything that really his mindset or anything that he can have control of is come under suggestion now. Now he have the power to overstand. So other words, your spirit is stronger than the fleshly body. Your spirit is carrying the body instead of you carrying the spirit. In control, you want to do what you want to do, you feel like doing this, you don't have no strength to stay away from things that give you an itchy ear. Now you have the power, because now you have the power and the strength to stay away from different things that is not like him, and begin to hear the Father, begin to resist the enemy, begin to make sound decisions, begin to have accurate perceptions other than, oh, she just want to act funny. Sister, you need to fast, because you'll realize that sister ain't acting funny. That sister just been through some hell before she came to church and worship, or she been through some hell before she came to work. Amen? And you'll begin to make accurate and pronounced decision, because now all the clutter, all the plaque, all the mess is begin to be flushed out of your spirit, begin to be flushed out of your life. So now that's where the theme or the metaphor, killing the flesh, killing the flesh or putting the flesh under suggestion. It's more of your power, your will, your human spirit, your mindset, the way you think and what you want to do, what you feel as though that should do. Amen. It comes under suggestion to the spirit that is in you that is connected to the Lord. Y'all hear me? To the spirit that is connected to the Lord. So the spirit that is in you, it is always in commutes or in communication or entwined with the spirit of the living God. This is where God speaks to us. This is where things go down. Many people think he's speaking to the flesh and body. No, he's not speaking to your flesh and body. No, 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 no. He is speaking to the spirit that dwells in you. So the spirit that dwells in you, the Lord speaks to that. Then it comes to our natural mindset. Then it comes interpreted, or it is what we hear in the spirit that is translated through our minds. That's where we begin to speak. The Lord is saying this. The Lord is saying that. The Lord is saying that. You will never get an accurate word, or you will never hear God accurately if you don't live a lifestyle of fasting. Because why? You have pollutions in your arteries that even though you're in a personal prayer, even though you seeking, you just speaking in tongues, shout out, bohoya, all that there. But until you begin to fast, that's when all the stuff begin to flush out. That's why prayer and fasting go together. One breaks it up. One helps you to loosen it up, breaks it up, my God Almighty, and the other one helping flesh it out. Amen. And now you can begin to be good individuals that is accurate hearing, and you begin to overcome your weakness. Different ones on this line right now, every weakness that you have, if I wouldn't care if your weakness is you're addicted to cigarettes, tobacco, nicotine, you're addicted to pain pills, you're addicted to alcohol, you're addicted. Once you start living a life of fasting and praying, you're going to begin to overcome your addiction, and you'll become powerful than your addiction. So instead of the addictions controlling you, you'll begin to control the addictions. You'll begin to kick the addiction. But if you don't live a life of fasting and prayer, you can have the prayer, but the plaque is still there. Ain't nothing moving it. Amen. You think the louder you get, it's moving out of your way. You're thinking the more goosebumps that you get, it's moving out of your way. No, that's why Jesus told the disciple, these kinds come out, these kinds, my God, he's talking about different spirit, different, that mess, by fasting and prayer. You got both come together. One is not good without the other one. Amen. Both comes together. And you want to be on your life, on your way to be a better individual that gets your relationship closer with God, to getting ready to conquer the issues that comes in your life and different war things, and have the strength. Let's live a life of fasting, and let's live a life of prayer. And if an individual don't live a life of fasting, all you doing is clogging your artery. It's just going to keep constantly building, because once you miss a day of prayer and without fasting, even though you don't broke up all the little plaque or all the negativity, all the different things in your spirit, even though it's done broke up, but if you're not you're not a person of fasting, what happened? If you miss a day of prayer, if you miss a day of worship, if you miss a day of come around the table, them pieces begin to link itself back together again. They begin to mend themselves back together again. That's why a lot of us, you say, listen, I was just good 3 days ago. Now I'm back around this mountain again. Baby, yeah, because you broke up the plaque. And regardless if you went to church or how you got it, or how you went in your prayer room and you cried, it broke up. But without prayer, without fasting, it's still there. Fasting helps flushes the mess, flushes the stuff out of that, and now you can become more submitting to God and have your spirit to overcome the issue. And now your breakthrough and your time with the Lord can last longer. Some of us, the Holy Spirit just lead us to fast without us knowing, because he know that you need it. And what do you mean by that? You know, sometimes you could go and work without knowledge, and you could be doing things. Sometimes you could be doing things throughout the day. You haven't ate, you haven't eaten, you haven't did anything. Amen. Then once you You haven't eaten. You haven't did anything. Then next thing you know, you looked up and you seen what time it is. You be like, oh my God, this is, you mean to tell me it's about 5 or 6 o'clock? I haven't ate breakfast. I haven't ate lunch. I've been gone all day. Amen. Because it knows, my God, you to the point to where you finna get ready to have a spiritual heart attack. You finna get ready to have a spiritual triple bypass. You finna get ready to have a spirit. You finna get ready to collapse spiritually. And it knows if it don't help you or it don't, it do not guide you, you finna get ready to have a collision in the spirit, that you're gonna need a breakthrough. You're gonna need something to help you flush. Amen. So my God Almighty, I feel that one. We got to be a lifestyle of fasting. And guess what? Watch this. I want y'all to watch this. It doesn't matter how much you want to rebuke the devil. When you have property that belongs to him, or things that is in his house. Listen, filth, I want y'all to hear this. Filth draws critters. Filth draws critters. Regardless if it's the critters are roaches, regardless if it's bugs, regardless if it's gnats or flies, filth draws critters. Same thing in the spirit. Filth draws demonic spirits. Filth draws demonic spirits. Amen. It gives them the right to come on your territory because you have different things that is of them. Regardless of how much you pray, my God, you can be a strong intercessor, but yet you are not a person that fasts, and you still sitting with that pollution. You still sit. You know how many prayers, how many people that pray but still got unforgiveness in their heart, things that happened 10 or 5 years ago. Amen. Y'all hear me? My God, this morning, I'm telling my God. And what it does, you, even though you're praying and you're trying to figure out, God, why I can't get out of this, why I can't get around this, why I can't get this, why I can't do that, filth draws demonic spirits. So long as you have that mess still plaqued up in your arteries, as long as you have that, even though you praying and it's broken pieces, but it's not flushed out. Y'all hear me? It got to get flushed out. My God, even though God done forgave you because you asked for forgiveness and he threw it in the sea, forgiveness, he ain't thinking about it no more. But yet you have not let it go. Y'all hear me? You have not let it go. God can let something go 10 years ago and you still holding on to it today. And the enemy is having a field day because it giving him access points in your life. But the moment when we begin to put the fasting with the prayer and begin to flush out our arteries and begin to flush out different things, where I did not have unforgiveness, now I got forgiveness. Where I was allowing my weakness to control me, every time I get an itch, every time my nerves itch, I got to go and get a cigarette. I got to go and get a drink. I got to go and get this. I got to go and get this. Now I can have the willpower to subdue different things that come. Now it won't control me. It won't control me. It won't control you. Amen. And now we can begin to flip. And now when the enemy comes, guess what? He don't have nothing to come into. He don't have anything to try to get access in your life. Why? Because your arteries are clear. Your spirit is clean. Even though things is not delivered in your life, you're not delivered. Some of us might not be, you got weakness, but you're not delivered. And you need to, you steady going, trying to get your deliverance, instead of going, trying to get your healing. What happened is, watch this. So you live a life of fasting and prayer. One day you have this bad day. And this bad day, what happened is this bad day, you submit it to your weakness. Watch this. So guess what? Now the plaque comes in because now you don't submit it to the things that, to the things that causing the plaque. You don't submit it to your weakness. Amen. So now the plaque comes in. But a plaque having a hard time to attach itself to the artery because you live in a lifestyle that is flushing and keeping the artery flush. So, my God, y'all hear me this morning. Lord, have mercy. So now, instead of it having control over you and making a home in your spirit or making a home in your spiritual artery and begin to build in your spiritual artery, amen, in your spirit to get to stop the spiritual flow, to give you a spiritual heart attack, amen. Now you are controlling it, because even though I didn't have a best day, but because of a life of fasting and prayer, it got to keep moving. It will not have no more control over me. It will not have no more control. Amen. If anything that has a control over you and to cause you to submit to it, that becomes your God at that moment. And that's also dealing with weakness. That becomes your God at that moment. Amen. Amen. God. So, saints of God, Lord have mercy. I hope I really slowed down and really broke that down to you for you to really understand. And I want you to begin to live a lifestyle of fasting and prayer. That's why it's very important for you to live a lifestyle of fasting and prayer. That's why it's very important for churches to live a lifestyle of fasting and prayer. That way we can always have a clear avenue for the Spirit of God to come in, clear avenue for we can really feel the power of God. God could come in and do what he got to do. Saints of God, I believe in that lifestyle. I believe it. And I know our church, they believe in it. They're getting into the swing of things. That's why if you haven't been to one of our service, I don't think I preach for about a month, even though I try. We've been trying to, Pastor Smith, and we've been trying to come from this one scripture, like Pastor coming from, I'm like 1 Samuel 30. We've been trying to come from one scripture for about a month now. I can't do it. Why? It's a lifestyle that we're trying to live. That lifestyle that we're living is creating the atmosphere for God, for he could come in and have his way and give us what we need. Because let the truth be told, I don't mind having moves like that, because through Monday through Friday, even in the afternoon, especially on Wednesday, we get in the word, we get in the scripture, and it's come to a time, God, whatever you're doing, go ahead and move. Go ahead and move by your power. Heal, deliver, set the captain free. Whatever you're doing, go ahead and move by your power in order to receive him. And I know some of you get to the point like, I don't feel God like that. Baby, you got to fast. You got to pray. You got to begin to get into these areas to where your spirit could come sensitive to the Spirit of God. And it's like that plant. I'm telling you, some of us got years and years and years of layers. And guess what? Say, for instance, you got about 7 years of layers of plaque in your spirit. And you begin to fast. At some point in your life, you begin to fast. You fast and fast and fast. And you begin to fast. And you think you're to that place, but you realize you're not to that place. Because all you did probably shaved off by three years of plaque, a spiritual plaque in your life. And you still got 4 more years to go. Y'all see how it is. Because we have not been conscious or really taught the depthness of it, we keep making these mistakes. That's why you got to live the life. Because if you start missing and start skipping and not living the life, what it does is builds up. That's how plaque in your artery does. You know, you keep eating that stuff that brings your cholesterol into a high and different things that causing the plaque to build. It keeps building up. And eventually, one day, it begins to stop the blood flow. And now your heart and different things can't function properly. And that's how people have heart attack instantly. Let's get out of that stress, variation. It causes plaque, and it causes also natural plaque, and also it causes spiritual plaque. Brother Joe gave an awesome scripture. Let's trust into the Lord with everything. Amen. So we need these scriptures that can keep these scriptures in this word. What it does is a current. It's like a river. You know how the river be moving one way? It causes the current. You got an undercurrent that takes place as well. And these scriptures and different things, it's the undercurrent. It keep things pushed. The word of God is the current. It helps push it. It helps push it. The different things, my God Almighty, that you're going through, it reverse. My God, when you say, God, I'm just so fear, then the word of God say, the God have not give us the power of fear. It begins to push it. When you say, God, I need some help. The Bible said, look towards your heel. What God, cometh thy help, thy help cometh from. It begins, my God Almighty, it begins to push it. It begins to push it, my God Almighty. When we begin to look for a place of distress, here comes Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, and you shall not want. It begins to push it, my God. He maketh me lie down in a green pasture. He begins to push it, my God Almighty. He began to push it. God, I'm in this fight. I don't know what to do. Put on the whole armor of God that you will be able to stand. That go to current. Begin to push. Begin to push. My God Almighty, everything that is trying to come and to settle itself in your spirit, it begins to push it with the word of God. Woo! My God Almighty, I feel this thing leaping in my spirit. Listen, saints of God, Pastor Vinny, get ready to get out of here. My God Almighty, and I hope that helped you, and I hope it really encouraged you to go ahead and continue to live a lifestyle of fasting and praying. And I hope you can really see the importance of fasting and praying. Amen. I know you're doing good prayer, and I know a lot of us don't like to fast. Amen. Let's continue to do something every day, every month. Let's begin to continue to do something in our life. Amen. For we can have fasting and prayer a part of our daily regimen and a part of our daily life. Amen. It's going to draw you closer. It's going to begin to push things out of your life. And you're going to begin to see your own life, your own natural body. You know, healings begin to come quickly. The different things of God begin to come quickly in your life. Because why? It has a clear flow to operate in. It's not trying to do twists and turns. Amen. You're talking about, what if you got 7 years of plaque and you've been praying, not fasting. You got 7 years of pieces that is all scattered up in your spirit to where the blood flow or where the spirit trying to do some twists and turns get to. So your blessing is, here comes this saying right here. My blessing is not the, it's delayed, not denied. It's delayed, not denied. No, it shouldn't be delayed, because at the end of the day, I serve an untimed God, but it got to go through so many different twists and turns trying to get it to you. Amen. Because we still not a practice in certain practice in the spirit to where if it had not go through all these twists and turns, it had a clear flow, I could have my blessing right here, right on time. Listen, saints of God, this has been ADM family. We thank God for each and every one of you. We're going to be right back on tomorrow morning. That's why you don't want to miss not a segment, not a morning, because you never know what you're going to get. I'm going to keep helping you, bring understanding, make you keep going further and further, and also put some things, a certain principle back into your life for you could continue this spiritual journey with God, that you strengthen your YouTube relationship within Him. Amen. I love each and every one of you. You can't do nothing about it. ADM family, love you as well. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Even though you might not want our love, we still gonna give it. God bless each and every one of you.